So, believe it or not, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is actually using the Blake Espresso Blend Mark IV, roasted on the 23rd of September 2012 in the siphon. Now, why am I doing this? I've actually tried it as an espresso, and for my liking, it was much too bright. Even the espresso machine with pre-infusion with temperature control didn't really get along with it as well as I would have hoped it did. And the reason for that is that it's lightly roasted, very lightly roasted. So I've tried it in the V60 filter. I preferred it. It was nice. I've tried it in the Aeropress yesterday, even with two different grinds there as well. One that I ground a bit finer, which was a more concentrated drink. I added milk to it. It was all right. But still, it's kind of on the bright side, this blend, and therefore doesn't take well to milk. I think it just gets lost in milk. As a drink by itself, a filter coffee, it is quite a nice drink, especially if you like fruitiness. If you like light, bright coffee drinks, then it is nice. So today, I used the siphon. I love the siphon. I haven't used it for a long time. And I'm just about to put my lips to it. And just to elaborate, this is a 70% Sumatra Takengon Gayon Mountain double picked, fully washed 2012 crop. And then the 30% of this blend is Ethiopian Guji Natural. And it was roasted on the 23rd of September, so not long ago. It's in its optimum window. And I can't wait to now see what it tastes like as a siphon coffee. Smells lovely. This is the cleanest cup you will get, made in the siphon. My God, I mean, I love the Aeropress, and it's clean as well. But this is just clean because the filter the coffee goes through is actually made out of cloth. So I think that's why it is such a clean cup of coffee. It's lovely. I mean, it's a nice, lovely drink, possibly one that one enjoys in the morning more. Today it's now, what, 6 o'clock, 6:15? But I've had a busy day. I just felt like giving that Blake Espresso Blend another go in the siphon this time. And I'm not disappointed. The only time I was disappointed was as an espresso or as a milk-based drink. But this is nice and fruity. It's got more of the zesty fruits. It's got more of the kind of grapefruity stuff that I would call grapefruity. But at the tail end, it does kind of sweeten as well. And for me, it's a bit like treacle or dried fruit, which is nice. And the cooler it gets, the more these flavors come through, which is actually good. So actually, this is a very versatile blend. So Coffee Mumbo Jumbo doesn't leave any stones unturned. It tries everything with the coffee beans.